Well, our guest in the cafe this morning over the telephone line is Alice Reese, the movie reviewer for the Herald Banner. Alice, good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
Well, a couple of movies that I have not heard much about coming into this particular week, and I guess they're both opening. The first one, I think, is in wider release, and it's called The Promise. I see that it's going to be on in Greenville over the weekend.
Right. It's a very big-looking movie, and it's had a lot of TV previews, and so people have heard about it and they're looking forward to it. It's a historically accurate movie about the Armenians during World War One, and it's ironic because just a couple of weeks ago was another movie called The Ottoman Lieutenant, which told the exact opposite story about this same event. So they're still denying that this Holocaust ever happened, or this slaughter, the genocide.
So two separate movies covering basically the same historical event.
I had not known anything about the whole situation. And the Turks, by the way, are still denying that this ever happened. This was when it was the end of the Ottoman Empire. But this one is much better story than the first one, including probably a lot more closer to the truth. It's got Christian Bale as an AP journalist and Oscar Isaac as an Armenian medical student, and then this woman who's played by Charlotte Laban. And so it's kind of a love triangle in the midst of all this story. It's beautifully done. It's big, you know, just wonderful on the big screen. They spent a lot of money doing it, and then it just kind of it doesn't work out too well at the end because all the fiction starts to be so strong in the midst of a story that maybe should have just been a documentary. They did such a good job of telling this awful story about the Armenians being killed. It was kind of an excuse during World War II. Well, this was a chance for the Turks to go after the Christians, the Armenians, and so it really happened, and that's the big story. And so the other one kind of drowns in the midst of it.
This was during World War One.
Mm-hmm.
It's set during World War One. This one, reviews on Rotten Tomato, not all that good. 47% positive reviews for this on Rotten Tomatoes this week.
Right, but it is so much better than the other one that's in The Ottoman Lieutenant, that it's light years better than that. So if you're going to do your Armenian movie,
right,
this is the one.
So if you're out to see a movie about Armenian and Turkish history, by golly, this is the one. But it must be getting wide release because it's on in Greenville.
That
tells me that it's going to be on in a lot of theaters around around the country. So it's The Promise. And then the other movie, and we're talking with Alice Reese. Alice is the movie reviewer for the Herald Banner, and she's in Dallas and visiting with us over the phone line. This is also a war movie, but this is a comedy, I take it. Their Finest, set in World War II.
It is a comedy, but it's also a drama. It's got so much of both, and it is basically an art house movie. It isn't having that wide release, but it's possible Oscar contender. It's the best reviewed movie of the year so far, and it's about the Battle of Britain during the Blitz, when England was by itself. There weren't any allies joining them yet. And in the middle of all that, it's a story about filmmaking. Winston Churchill encouraged some kind of, I guess you'd call them propaganda films. But they hired this woman who's played by Gemma Atherton. She thinks she's going in for a secretarial job, but actually they make her the screenwriter. And so she can do they call it the sloppy stuff, the women's stuff. And she ends up coming upon a story about two sisters who supposedly rescued men at Dunkirk in a tugboat. Well, that wasn't exactly true, but they made the movie anyway. And some of that is just absolutely screamingly hilarious. But there's a serious side to it also. And it's both very, very funny and then very touching also.
I see.
Well-made movie.
87% positive reviews in Rotten Tomatoes.
Right. And Bill Nighy, who is just my all-time favorite, he He steals the movie. He plays this Ambrose Hilliard, this faded film star. He thinks he's getting the lead in the movie, and actually he's going to play the drunken uncle. And he just always just brings so much to it.
All right. Well, the movies are Their Finest and The Promise, and you like them both then.
Right. The Promise, not as much, but it's all right.
Well, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us, even over the telephone line this morning, Alice.
Okay, very glad.
Alice Reese, Herald Banner movie critic, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.